The IU Opera and Ballet Theater opens their fall season with a production of Mozart and Schikaneder's The Magic Flute. It's sung in German with English supertitles, and the cast does speak in English during the dialogue. It's a Singspiel, so there are plenty of times when the cast does let us in on what's happening. Saturday night, I elected to stay at home and was treated to the video magic of close-ups and wide shots. There are more performances this Friday and Saturday in the Musical Arts Center and, of course, online. The Magic Flute is a classic tale of the struggle between good and evil, logic versus emotion. It's represented by the august low-note presence of the High Priest Sarastro, Noah Lauer, and the motherly Queen of the Night, the high-note specialist Maggie Kennebrew. The audience in the orchestra, directed by the masked Arthur Fagan, was masked both in the house and in the Pict. Michael Schell is the stage director. The opera begins with an overture, and then there's the dragon who frightens our hero Tamino, Gavin Hughes. The dragon is dispatched by the Queen's ladies, Melinda Wagstaff, Lindsay Weber, and Arianna Fort Comic. Papageno, our beloved birdcatcher Anthony Jessup, attempts to take credit for the deed, but quickly is prevented from lying. When the ladies show Tamino Pamino, Sarah Rachel Bacante's picture, he immediately falls in love. The motherly Queen of the Night appears, and she promises that Pamino will be his if he rescues her from the evil Sarastro. Queen's ladies give Tamino a magic flute, Papageno a set of bells, and led by the spirits Alexandra Branton, Carolyn Goodwin, and Eva Bailey with this crazy setup of wheels and bicycle tires, they depart. Meanwhile, Papageno, Brianna Murray, disguised as an old woman, is attempting to tempt Papageno from his dinner. Tamino discovers that Sarastro is not the evil man whom the Queen of the Night described, but the high priest who's protecting Pamina from her mother. At the same time, the evil servant Monostatos, Lucas Newman Johnson, captures Pamino and Papageno. Monostatos is faulted for his presumption, 77 lashed to the bottoms of his feet. But who's counting? Tamino agrees to undergo a set of trials, and the act ends. 20 minutes later, the audience reassembles, and it's on to the second act. Sarastro meets with the order, all masked, by the way, in a secret meeting room in the temple. Here he instructs Tamino and Papageno about the tests that they will face on their journey to enlightenment. The first test is silence, and Tamino and Papageno are forbidden to speak. Tamino is taken to face Pamina, and yet he refuses, even in the face of luscious food and the temptations of the queen's three ladies. And yet he resists. On the other hand, when Papageno meets an old woman, he fails to see she's the girl of his dreams, and he tries in vain to catch her. Meanwhile, Pamina is forlorn as the Queen of the Night appears and orders her to kill Sarastro. Monostatos attempts to use her trouble as a means of seducing her. Sarastro arrives in time to drive Monostatos away and explains that in his kingdom there is no room for hate and revenge. Pamina confronts him, but to no avail. She's deeply depressed and considers killing herself. She's stopped in time by the three spirits who explain that Tamino needs her. Tamino is now ready to face the final two tests, fire and water. Pamina arrives, and with her leading the way, they pass through the trials. The victory creates a cosmic shift, and victory is won. Papageno is disheartened, and the three spirits arrive to remind him to use the magic bells. Papageno appears, and the two lovebirds are united with visions of a happy marriage and many children. The Queen of the Night comes to the temple, and furious at being thwarted, she attempts to attack Sarastro's temple, aided with her three ladies and Monostatos. In the end, an eclipse occurs, and Sarastro and the Order of the Men and the Queen and her followers realize that everything has changed. Tamino and Pamino lead them to a new state of enlightenment and equality. This Friday and Saturday, there'll be more performances both in the Musical Arts Center and online. I'm George Walker.